Welcome to the Art Burrito Podcast with Jason Wilkins. Life, art, marketing, and all the deliciousness in between. Here we go.
Welcome to the Art Burrito Podcast. This is Jason Wilkins in my studio downtown Peterborough. And today I'm really, I have to mention Publican's my sponsor. And the podcast is being recorded at, it is now 10:04 a.m. So we're not going to crack a beer right now, but we will have one later. And if these guys don't have one, then I'll have one for them. So I'll have three today. So there you go, Publican. I'm really excited to have two really smart and creative entrepreneurs on the show today. It's Anna and Aaron from Watson and Lou, which is downtown Peterborough on Water Street. And thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I know you're super busy. So I always like to start out just by getting kind of like I know a bit about your story, but like kind of your origination story, like where, if you can kind of just give me a brief on where you're from, all that good stuff. So you, whoever wants to start, go ahead.
Sure. I'll take the mic.
Okay.
So I'm Erin Watson. So I was actually born and raised in Pickering. I moved to Toronto, did the Toronto thing, hated it. Then lived abroad for many years. And then after living abroad, I came back. Couldn't handle the Toronto scene, just wasn't for me. I moved out to Peterborough and basically just fell in love with the city. I worked in advertising here, worked at restaurants, got to get to know people. And yeah, ended up meeting Anna in a community competition, and the rest is history, I guess.
Yeah, I'm from Nova Scotia, and I moved to Ontario for school and just got stuck here and have grown to love it and did the Toronto thing. Also not a big fan. Love Peterborough so much. And after almost a decade of teaching, was really excited to do something completely different. And so I entered the Win the Space contest sort of on a whim. I think same as Aaron. I don't think it was super premeditated. And we were competitors, and then when the competition was over, we were both exhausted, but Aaron convinced me to go out for coffee, and by the end of that coffee date, we were talking about names for our shop, so
that's awesome.
Really exciting.
Yeah. I remember when you guys first opened, and I came through, like, through the doors, and there's definitely something, like, different about what you guys created, which is really special, like, I just remember being drawn to it. I just thought it was just, I mean, everything about it, was just, I mean, it was just so well done, from the branding to the way the store was being set up when I came in. I think when I came in, you guys were just having, people build, you're still kind of in the building phase of things. And then you were doing the open house. Where did that kind of come from? Like, where did, I know you're both creative. Where did the design end of it come from? Like, how, walk me through that process as far as the branding.
Pinterest.
I think it was a combination. I think Anna and I had both lived in, I mean, coming from Nova Scotia, they have fantastic artisan hubs out there as well. Living in Toronto, you have all those beautiful boutiques and kind of nicely curated spaces. So I think we saw that, and we saw that in Peterborough, it was lacking that. It had beautiful stores. It just didn't have what we were looking for, those unique gifts, those things that are one of a kind, that are handmade. So it's not, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's so different. It is and it isn't. It's different for Peterborough. But I think there's amazing, you know, shops and boutiques really all over the world
for sure
that have a very similar aesthetic. What makes us unique is that we focused on Peterborough and the Gorthas for our suppliers. We weren't, you know, going elsewhere. And I think we were actually a little overwhelmed with how many people came to us. We originally were like, oh, how are we going to source? And then all of a sudden we're like, holy cow, everyone is messaging us. How are we going to pick? So we ended up having to put an application process, and we put together a selection committee to help us so we could really kind of be well-rounded in our selection.
Yeah, that's anyone who hasn't been here or who's, you know, from out of the area should stop by, because there's like a million things going on down there. Like, you have so many people that are selling. Like, I mean, tell me how it, like, I know what the answer is going to be, but tell people how it feels to, like, you have a massive impact on the lives of artists. Like, you have people who are, you know, making their living off of you know, what you guys are offering downstairs too. By the way, I should jump in. My studio is upstairs. I probably should have started with that. So Anna and Aaron are my landlords, which is
always pays his rent early.
Yeah. On a side note, my space is a dream come true. Like, and again, not just artists, but like not just the artists downstairs, but what you've got going on up here. There's no measure for me. Like, it's just, it's really just, and you may not hear it often enough, but it's just, it's a massive, massive deal to have this up here. So.
And it's awesome for us too. It's the dream come true to be able to work in a space where there's other artists doing their thing and we're all sort of supporting each other peripherally. That was part of the inspiration for the shop as well. So I do my own decorative plates.
Those are wicked. We have one now. Thank you. Yep.
Where I add swear words and animals and painted stuff.
Good combo.
It's really fun. But there was no venue, I felt, in Peterborough year round for me to sell my stuff. So that was also what tipped me off that a shop like this could be really great for customers and for local artists. And we also have this amazing advantage, which is that we have a space that is way bigger than you would get in downtown Toronto. So from a design perspective, we just had so much freedom. We have these high ceilings and we have, you know, room to build these big custom shelves. So we're really lucky.
Yeah. And up here too, like, that was the first thing that got me was the ceilings. And I always tell people, like, I was in here so fast, and I actually literally had people building over top of me. So it was same as you guys, dream come true.
And shout out to the Ashburnham team for all the work they did on the space.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
It's incredible. And also shout out to you guys for letting me draw on the walls in Sharpie.
I think at first we were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then now that we've seen it, we're like, oh my gosh, this is incredible.
It's kind of at a it's at a standstill, but anyway, it's still ongoing. So,
awesome.
We
love it.
How do you individually, like, how do you both define success? Because I mean, as a creative, me personally, success. I mean, when you're an artist, success is not money. So it's more just getting to do what I do every day, and then, you know, paying the bills at the same time is a bonus. How do you guys define it?
For me anyways, it's the community. Like, I think we've found success in this community that we've built. Not only have we, you know, provided a space for artists to come together, but we've also provided a space for people to come together and feel comfortable or welcome or, you know, maybe included. I think that people come in and they're like, oh, your store just makes me so happy. And to me, that's success. You know, as a creative myself and opening this store, my goal was to start making again with a new little guy and a home innovation. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened for me. So that success has been pushed to the wayside. So I could focus on the success of the business, which I think, you know, we've accomplished, even just, you know, expanding upstairs last October was kind of a field dream for us. We didn't think that would come down the pipeline as quickly as it did. And when it did, we jumped all over it. And again, that kind of just changes the access of the success.
Yeah.
We're just moving in a different direction. That's success for me, is just having that community and having a place that everyone loves to come and giggle at our cards or at the plates on the wall. I think that kind of is our measure.
That's so important. Like, making art accessible to everybody. And like, you know, I think that's, that's like, again, massive. Like just having that, people can walk in and just, I mean, there's, again, there's so many wicked things going on down there. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I think, that's true for me too. The idea that we've built a community and that people enjoy the things that, we're curating and that we're producing. And that's a really, really good feeling. And that makes our work life sustainable. Like that really buoys us along in a way that, lots of other jobs wouldn't do.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and the other thing about it is that, you know, our day-to-day activities are, similar. We're sorting finances and we're, ordering some wholesale stuff and we're answering emails just like you would do in lots of small businesses, but we also have all this flexibility and freedom built in. So the second we get bored, we can bring a new workshop facilitator on board, you know, explore a new craft that we're going to champion in the shop. And so, yeah, there's lots of flexibility and that's exciting. And the other thing for me that defines success, I think, is just having something that is sustainable. So, you know, this is a profit-based business. And do I want to someday renovate my kitchen and have a downstairs bathroom? Yeah. But I think success for me more is that we can sustain this, that we can live well, that we can take care of ourselves, that we cannot have a, you know, crazy burning the candle at both ends all the time forever. Like, I don't think that is the definition of success at all. And so, yeah, finding some kind of balance sometimes and having a good, well-rounded life for me is also what it's all about.
Yeah. Like, we're so insanely lucky. Yes. Like, I tell people that all the time. Like, again, long time in the making for you know, for a lot of us, but like, it's just to think about, like, you know, what we're doing every day. Like, I get to come in here, you guys get to come in here and like have a, again, have a real like impact. You're touching people's lives with art, and it's, yeah, it's just,
yeah, blows. Just to add to that too, like, we're so incredibly privileged to even have the opportunity to build something like this in the first place.
Right.
Like the fact that we had this, some savings and we got a grant and we had, you know, partners who could help support us for the first leg of the business. Like, all of that is so, so fortunate. And Watson & Lou would not exist without all of those things being in place, without support of families and friends. And anyway, we're, yeah, super lucky.
Yeah.
We got luck coming out our armpits.
So social media, does it come easy to you guys? I mean, it looks like, because you guys are like really active on social, which is where, which is what you need to be doing. Did it come natural, or is it something you kind of had to learn? Gosh.
Anna is like social media queen. I bow down to her every day.
I wish you didn't say that, because then when I make spelling mistakes, I have no one to blame.
No, honestly, I can't say enough about Anna's social media. She does all the posts, handles pretty much everything on social. I mean, I help out when it's required, but I mean, her, as if you've seen our posts, like, we have a voice and we have a humor and we have a stand, and that all comes, you know, primarily from Anna. She's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Which also makes the partnership fun.
Yeah.
My mom thinks I'm funny too.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I do the stories, and like, we basically have something in our staff handbook. Like, we need to be posting stories, and it works for us. We'll post a story and we'll,
yeah, all the staff,
that happen,
yeah,
pretty quick. It'll be a quick turnaround. Someone will message us, or we'll have someone come in and buy it right away.
Yeah.
So we've, yeah, I think social media has been a huge platform for us.
Yeah.
But the post, man, that's,
oh,
that's,
yeah, all Anna. They're so good.
They're so good.
Do you guys get a lot of DMs about product too?
Oh yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything is available on our website. So sometimes it's a little like, oh, it's,
go check it out.
Go get it.
Yeah.
There is an in-store pickup as well. So we've had people go on the website and just, you know, buy it to kind of reserve it. And then they can come in the store and pick it up. And
yeah,
we do see a quick turnaround of those products that we highlight.
Yeah. Like, I ramped up Instagram, like, I guess kind of when I moved in here, just because of what was going on in the studio and stuff. And it's amazing, like, what you can get from just being like super active on social. Mm-hmm.
It's a love-hate relationship for me, yes. I would say. I'm sure you know.
Yes.
It can be really fun and it can be a creative outlet and it can be an amazingly effective way to get your message out. And then it can also feel like a burden. It can feel like it's drawing you away from other important things. And it can also feel like, oh my God, Mark Zuckerberg just has me wrapped around his little pinky finger. And once they change those algorithms, I have to be working twice as hard to, get the same engagement as I did before. So, definitely I'm constantly frustrated with it, but also love it. Like we also engage with the exact same people online, pretty much who we engage with in person. And so that feels really great. It does most of the time feel like, I'm going to use this buzzword, an authentic extension of, what we're doing in real life. And that's good.
Exactly. Authenticity is what it's all about for sure. I know it feels icky sometimes. Like when I'm doing it, I just don't I have to do it. You have to do it. But it does feel kind of gross sometimes when you're like, hey, look at me.
And when you're dropping those buzzwords, like you said, you're like, oh, I sound just like that last person you posted.
A
little daunting.
Yeah.
But it can be super fun as well.
Yeah. But you guys are killing it there. So that's great. What do you guys suck at? Like how do you compliment each other?
I suck at spreadsheets and
I hate those. I even get scared at the word.
Really, basically anything organizational when it comes to a computer screen.
Yeah.
And we have like some serious organizational challenges. So this is like part of the reason this partnership is so beautiful, because while this social media stuff does feel pretty natural for me, we both have design ideas that come together really nicely. But Aaron is a freaking master when it comes to figuring out how to do consignment payouts and all of the stuff that, we've never done before. Mm-hmm. And she's like, give me a few hours with the computer, and then makes a beautiful spreadsheet. So it's amazing.
Oh yeah, that is so good. I hate them.
Oh,
my accountant just gave me, he goes, here, use this. So it's like literally like tracking finances throughout the year. And I'm using it because he set it up for me perfectly. I don't do anything. But yeah, the whole thing just like, ugh, yeah. But that's
tell us your secrets, Aaron.
Yeah, please.
No secret. I honestly just, I like numbers. I've always liked numbers. I like taking care of that business side of things, because Anna is, primarily taking care of the social. And like we've talked about, it can be a pain in the butt and it can take you away from your daily life, posting it at the right time and whatever. I love to sit in front of Excel and just make numbers make sense and make everything add up at the end. And something that I very much enjoy, and I sound like such a geek.
I so look up to that though. Oh,
to
man.
Everyone listening, I hope you find your Aaron Watson.
Because for me, it's because being the artist, and then I talked to Mike Watt, the last guest, about this, about how I struggle with it still, just like balancing the arts with the business end of it. It's just like, just blows my mind sometimes. So I think and he had a good point about just getting help if you're doing it by yourself too.
Like I help my sister-in-law with her business, my brother with his business.
Oh man.
Like I enjoy helping, and it is, if they
That's
don't have the time or
so
the energy,
valuable.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
And winter time worth to you, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And we have lots of help built in too, because some of the people we've had come do workshops specifically for people who are starting artistic businesses. So we've had the benefit of learning from Kat Tepilo about a bunch of social media basics. And we had a QuickBooks workshop and stuff like that. And so that was sort of the idea too, is to, I mean, we're not an incubator. That's not our main point, but sort of like on the side, we've all been helping each other out, and it's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. What have you learned from working together? So working with someone who, you may have a lot in common, but just like any relationship, marriage or whatever, there's definitely got to be conflict. There's differences, plain and simple, right?
We do get out and we have good cover up.
I think like you said, it's a relationship. So there's always that growing.
Mm-hmm.
I think before this, we were both very strong-willed. We had our own vision. And actually meeting, we had two separate ideas of what this business was going to look like. Mm-hmm. So I think compromise and flexibility really came into play. I think I was very stuck in my ways in so many aspects of my life, like going back to high school. I was a perfectionist. And I think two of us together and willing to work together and willing to make those compromises and say, what do you think of this? Oh, you don't like that? What about this? Okay, let's settle on this.
Yeah.
I think it's all about communication. Yeah. We have great communication. To be honest, we don't have very many conflicts.
No,
like that sounds so la-la land, but
yeah. We've definitely had situations where we're like, oh my God, what do we do? Like, this is affecting us both and it sucks. And those are things that could be ripe for pointing fingers and, you know, getting upset and feeling like you're, you know, not being supported or whatever. And I just have never felt like that. So we're also, I don't know, just really lucky.
Yeah.
It's interesting to hear you say that you felt inflexible or that you're a perfectionist, because I feel like you're like incredibly flexible and incredibly
easy to get along with. Though. Like I think, and I've grown into that person, and I've learned just even from outside relationships, friendships, you know, personal relationships, business relationships, you do have to have that flexibility. And as a kid, it was my way or the highway. Whereas now it's like, I want to know what you think, because that's how I'm going to get better. That's how the business is going to get better. That's how I'm going to grow. If I'm stuck in my own head, then I'll be stagnant.
Yeah.
And our entire model speaks to that, the power of collaboration. Like, we could not have done this, either one of us, on our own.
Absolutely.
And we could not have done it with all of our amazing local suppliers. And we could not have done it without you guys up here. Like, it really is a community affair, and we are made better every single day asking for feedback from each other. It's awesome.
Yeah. It is community, like 100%.
Totally.
Yeah. What do you guys do I know what Erin does in her downtime. She has a little one. There is no downtime.
Downtime.
Right. Yeah. Same here. Yeah. So what do you both do? What do you enjoy to do besides being here?
I'm a family person.
Yep.
We have two cottages. I love being out on the boat, being out on the water. That's a big thing for me. I love renovations as well. We've gutted a house. So that is kind of my outlet for my creativity at the moment, because I'm able to, you know, do those renovations and still be with my family, mm-hmm. and still be taking care of my little guy and that sort of thing. So yeah, I feel like I'm always on the go. Like I mentioned before, I do help a lot of my family members with business, which I also love, and I enjoy that time together. So that's kind of what I like to do.
Nice.
Yeah. I used to be an extrovert, but going on like 7 years now, I've been living with chronic pain. So I don't get out that much. And I'm sad about that sometimes. There's so many great events happening in Peterborough, and I feel like in a different life, I might have gone to all of them. But instead, I have found other things that I really enjoy that are quiet. So I'm crafting up a storm, and Lou Brown Vintage I do at home. So the upcycled vintage plates, cutting out decals and baking them in the oven, like, mm-hmm. every Friday night. Super cool. Super cool social schedule. And I have some other things on the go. So for the very first time ever, I'm working towards a little art show with mostly punch needle pieces. A contemporary form of rug hooking. And I've just made some amoebas and some virus patterns at one of Leslie's workshops here at Matterhouse Textile Studios. Another little name drop there.
Yep.
And it's so, so, so fun and so important to me to have a creative outlet that is not tied to my business, that is not tied to income. It feels totally freeing and so great. And so that's taken up a lot of my time right now too. In September, I'm going glamping. So really excited.
Yeah. There's no better way to do it. Yeah. We went camping when Callie was, how old was she? Two years old. That was something. If you can do that, oh my God, you can do anything.
Bring on the yurt.
What advice would you give someone coming up that, you know, is looking to start even a brick and mortar kind of thing or just anything, what would you say to someone like that?
I have a couple things I would say. But do your research, I think, is really important. I think working as monotonous as it is, like working on your finances was probably one of the best things we did because we also went into this business with our eyes wide open. We weren't expecting to, you know, make 100 grand the first year or,
right.
Do you know what I mean? Like you really have to get down to the nitty gritty. And like we were putting on our financial plan, like a stapler. Because those things add up.
Early days, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, or price tickers.
Yeah.
Like you don't think about that or shipping. We have to pay shipping on top of all the products we're buying because we have to get it to us. So really do your research and ask for help. Like if you're not an Excel wizard, then find someone who is. There's so many amazing resources in this town. Venture North is the perfect example. You walk in there and you could pretty much start a business.
Yeah.
You know, at the front door,
mm-hmm.
After meeting with everyone. Right. So, we have the access and just make sure you're going in with some realistic expectations, and support your friends and family, like get other people excited for you because there will be times where you need that push. You need that support behind you saying, no, this is worth it.
Because
it is not always easy.
That's a big one. Always a big one for me.
Yeah.
Coming up, like, yeah, if I ever got off path, my mom would always be like, what are you doing? Like, don't you know what you're here for? Like, come on. Yeah, that's a big one. Massive. Yep.
Yeah. And I think I'll just echo what Aaron said and emphasize that you don't want to try and do this in a bubble. It won't work. You definitely
don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero. You need support. Like, and there are so many supports available both in the artistic community and in the business community. And I think people should try and take advantage of them, even though grant programs are so time consuming and some of the classes might not be for you or whatever. You're going to get something out of that stuff. And I think it's important to put the time in. And I also think it's important to look around you and say, like, am I ready? Do I have the supports to be able to work for a year with no pay? Like that's a big deal. And not everyone can do that. Or do I have some savings or, you know, can I do my day job part-time while I'm getting this off the ground and stuff like that? So just, being really realistic about how it might work and getting all the help you can.
That's a good point. So I think a lot of people go into businesses thinking it's all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a mistake because you can do anything on the side of whatever else you're doing. And then you hope that it grows into something, right? That's a really important point for sure. Favorite moments from the store so far? Do you guys have one? Do you have anything that kind of stands out? Like it could be,
I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
Cutting the cake at our first year anniversary.
Oh yeah. That was fun.
So Nat Raponi made us this freaking gorgeous cake. We gave her artistic license.
Nice.
And it had like gold leaf on it or something.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Fancy. Really nice. Yeah.
And we were paying ourselves a little bit at that point. And I just remember looking over at Aaron, cutting the cake and doling it out. And we were surrounded by people who we really love, who love us, and all of this gorgeous stuff that people, pour their heart and souls into that is totally unique. And I just, like, that was a moment for me where I just felt like, shit, yeah, sorry, am I allowed to swear?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. I just felt like we had arrived and it was just a beautiful moment.
That's amazing.
And really tasty buttercream.
Yeah. Yum. Yeah.
Another big cake coming up, second year anniversary.
Sweet.
First Friday in September.
Excellent.
Yeah, actually, you know what? When you say that, like, I almost got goosebumps because I do remember that moment. I was standing on a ladder because the cake was like 2-tier and I'm 5 foot nothing.
And weren't you super pregnant?
Oh yeah, I was pregnant for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uber pregnant actually.
Yeah.
Right. That I can't even beat that. I can't top that.
That's
that
amazing.
Was definitely the moment where we looked over and we're like, holy crap.
This is it.
We made it a year.
Like, that's amazing. Yeah. That's awesome.
And we were already in the works for upstairs and we had kind of expanded the shop. I don't know if we can get any higher on the walls, but
I just want to, because we're going to wrap it up, but I just want to thank you both for coming on today, but mostly for giving me what I have up here right now. I get emotional when I talk to people about it because it's such a big deal for me and for everyone around and in the community. So thank you so much. And thanks for making the time for coming on today. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having us and boosting us up. We feel great.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Have a good one, guys.